Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Construction progresses as walls of Aquatic Center take shape at Sports Complex. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The construction of the new 47,000-square-foot Aquatic Center is well underway, with contractors diligently adding panels to bring the visible manifestation of a long-awaited community project to fruition, according to the Gillette News Record. Approved by the Campbell County School District trustees last November, the groundwork for the past year has been completed underground, setting the stage for the forthcoming months of construction. The construction of the new Aquatic Center will continue with an assembly of walls facilitated by semi-trucks transporting large concrete panels from out of state to Gillette. These panels arriving one by one are pieced together to form the facility's exterior. Following the completion of exterior work, the focus will shift to the interior. Preparation for the new Olympic-sized floating floor pool area will commence. The installation of additional amenities such as a jumbo screen, fitness center, and seating for approximately 1,000 guests in the upper mezzanine is scheduled before the anticipated opening of the nearly $40 million facility early next year, pending a smooth execution of the plan. Since the board approved the project in 2022, work at the site included bringing the soil up to construction grade for a secure foundation. The extensive project has taken time to complete, but the end goal remains the same. Campbell County unemployment rate drops to 2.3%, while state remains unchanged in December. The Research and Planning section of the Wyoming Department of Workforce Services reported that the state's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate remained unchanged from November to December at 3%. Wyoming's unemployment rate was considerably lower than its December 2022 level of 3.9% and lower than the current U.S. unemployment rate of 3.7%. From November to December, unemployment rates decreased in every county. According to the Department of Workforce Services, it is somewhat unusual to see county unemployment rates fall in December. Campbell County's unemployment in December dropped to 2.3%, tied for seventh lowest in the state. The local labor force dropped to 23,265, a decrease of more than 600 people from November, when the unemployment rate was 2.8%. That's about 200 more people than December 2022, which had a 3.2% unemployment rate. There were 22,732 employed people, down about 500 from November, while the number of unemployed people also dropped to 533, about 130 fewer than the previous month. The highest unemployment rates in December were found in Bighorn County at 3.3%, Sublette County at 3%, and Sweetwater County at 2.9%. The lowest unemployment rates were reported in Teton County at 2.0% and Weston, Converse, and Albany counties, each at 2.1%. Current employment statistics estimates show that total non-farm employment in Wyoming, not seasonally adjusted and measured by place of work, rose from 286,700 in December 2022 to 295,000 in December 2023, an increase of 8,300 jobs or 2.9%. January unemployment data will be released on March 12th, 2024. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.